Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm in Chicago this week hosting XRM Acceleration Lab. I have a pleasure to have Interbank FX today with me. Welcome to the show, Ryan and Mike. Introduce yourself and your organization.
My name is Mike Triumfo. I am the Internal System Software Development Manager at Interbank FX. At Interbank, we provide a system where folks can trade foreign currencies, kind of like E-Trade, but for the foreign currency market.
Okay.
That's what we do.
And I'm Ryan Plant, and I'm the enterprise architect at Interbank FX, and I also run the engineering group for our trade platform team. And as Mike said, you know, we deal in financial instruments, not just currencies, but we're definitely on the futures trading side, and it's a very challenging space.
So in terms of XRM, what kind of exposure you got so far? And being part of XRM Acceleration Lab and being today's day four, what kind of progress have you guys made?
As a company and as an individual, we're pretty new to XRM. And this lab has been extremely helpful. The resources that are available to help us learn what the platform can do and how we can leverage it mostly, because it can do a lot of things. What we've learned so far is that XRM could be a very viable solution for helping us manage a lot of line of business applications inside of our company, and even things that would face our customers outside of our company. There's many things, including traditional CRM type features, but many other features for other applications as well.
So in terms of them being again day four, how far have you been in terms of your prototype?
Our prototype is coming along very, very well. With the offshore development team, they have helped overnight. It's great. We wake up in the morning and there's lots of great work done. And our prototype was involving a submission of a potential application to trade with us, and then a workflow around that process to approve the application, verify identities, etc., and then also to create a trade account to allow them to be able to trade. And we're pretty well down the path. And that's actually just one part. Ryan has been working on a different POC as well.
Yeah. This scenario of the POC is fairly complex. It's one that our own internal systems team has developed in a custom application. And it really, I think, stretches the notion of what is considered traditional CRM. It's, you know, most people think a CRM is just a customer relationship management, the whole promotional conversion funnel and all of that. This particular example is part of that conversion funnel, but it's much more line of business oriented, and it requires a lot of integration with outside systems, right, which makes it a lot more complex if you think about it. And if you just thought about it in the confines of just a traditional CRM application, you'd break down.
Exactly.
So like if you look at Siebel or some of the other CRM packages out there, there's no way that you could do, in my opinion, and I've worked with Siebel before, there's no way you can do some of the kind of advanced things that we're doing in a space of 4 days in a system like that. It shows the value of the true XRM moniker that is applied to this product.
Very good. Again, that's the area where Microsoft is investing in. You saw day one when we did some training. In terms of other companies who are trying to do something similar, like helping their customers go to market faster and things like that, what would you advise them?
It's the traditional antagonism between buy versus build. Software development's tough, it's complex, it's risky, it costs a lot of money. And usually when it costs a lot of money and when it's more risky is when it's in a domain that you don't quite understand. What CRM, in this case XRM, does for you is it abstracts a lot of the complexity about managing entities, managing their relationships, surfacing them up in an infrastructure, an application platform that allows you to find that balance between buy versus build. You don't have to spend all of the complex time and logic in creating the infrastructure to support your line of business application. That's done in a way that's built for you and it's fully extensible to enable the creativity and the development lifecycle of building your own software on top of it, yet while having a supportability lifecycle with it. So to me, it's that whole buy versus build question. I think XRM is a perfect balance for that.
OK. Okay, great. Good to hear that. I mean, I like love the excitement you have. Again, thanks for coming here, and sure. Look forward to see your demo.
All right. Thanks, Sanjay.
Thank you.